Here we go. David?
Thank you, JP. Hi, Justin. How are you doing today?
I'm getting annoyed, to be honest.
You're not doing too good today? Man, I'm sorry to hear that, partner. Well, maybe I can lighten up your day for you, brother. I mean, we do got some good deals for you here that can definitely take your business in the right direction, right? So I see that you are down with AirServe of Northwest Florida, listed at a 32563. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'll go ahead and get some listing pulled up here.
What references you guys got? I'm trying to figure out what the hell you guys do, honestly. Like, that's what I'm just trying to figure out here. I don't even know if it's for me or not, but I wasn't getting much for answers. So what are you? What is your service?
Okay. So what we do here, we're a full digital marketing firm, first of all, right? We're listed in Fountain Valley, California. Now we can offer you all types of digital marketing services. But what we are specialized is we're a premier partner of Google. So we handle the small to medium sized accounts for them and the listings, right? Local maps listings, Google verified, it was previously known as Google Guarantee. You may know it as local service ads. We do pay per leads. We can partner you.
Explain to me the difference between local map listing and LSA and PPC and GBP. Like, explain the difference why map listings is different than just your GBP profile.
Okay. So this is how it works. So a Google business profile obviously will help you be verified. And without optimization, I mean, if a customer looks up your business by name, they'll be able to find you on Google, right? Now, when you go into optimization, what that does for you, it allows your business to be able to be discovered by keywords, terms, and phrases. So home AC company near me, HVAC company near me, new home AC installation near me, things like that, we make sure that you ensure on the first page. So that's first of all, search engine optimization. Now, that's for the local map section.
That's not in the GBP, though?
It is in the Google business profile, but here's the thing. The Google business profile is only going to allow a few keywords, and not only that, you're not going to be optimized. So search engine optimization is a real thing. You can type it into Google and type in what is search engine optimization, right? Now, companies that are partnered work search engine optimization for small to medium-sized businesses to be able to show up on that first page, right? That's the ranking for local maps. Now, here's the difference. When you're in the local map section.
So where are you putting the SEO, though? That's what I'm trying to understand, because, like, your keyword data is being housed where? If I buy your service, like, are you going to do that?
So we're data service providers for Google and Meta. Yeah, we're data service providers for Google and Meta. So on Meta, we use retargeted ads. Those are the kind of ads that when you're scrolling and you're like, is my phone listening to me? How does it know to show me those ads? How does it know I was talking about that? That's a retargeted ad. We use that technology for new customer acquisitions in Meta as a data service provider. Now in Google, we're doing the same thing. Now, whenever you sign up with a local map section for Google, it comes with an umbrella of services because there's specific algorithms that we need to hit in order to have you anchored on that first page. By day 45 of being with our company, you will find yourself anchored on that first page in all the areas we have you listed for those keywords, right? Now, the way it works is you'll see that all in your dashboard, how well you're ranking, what keywords you're listed for, you know, what areas we have you listed. It's a CRM. There's more benefits to that dashboard, but itself, just to answer your questions, that's what it's showing, right? So now, once you're on that local map section.
What I'm trying to sort out, man, is I've got doing this for me, and I'm just trying to see what the difference is between you guys, because obviously I need to see, you know, better is always better, right? So I'm just trying to figure out, because the previous guy just didn't have answers.
He's our mapping coordinator. Yeah, so what they do is they pre-qualify the business owners that are interested in a first page placement. And then they'll get them over to us. And, you know, I can kind of go through all the details and tell you how the program works, how the programming works, and the differences between, like you said, the pay-per-clicks, the pay-per-leads, Google verified versus a regular Google business profile, because they are very different, right? And they come with different advantages and also different types of services. So in that local map section, I know we're still there, right? So let me finish. So on that area, you'll have unlimited clicks and unlimited calls from that first page, right? Now, that's in the local maps. Now, once you go with Google Verified, which was local service ads, or previously known as Google Guaranteed, you end up in the sponsored section at the very top of the page for any area that you would like to be in across the entire state, right? So there's no more 50-mile radius restriction. Now, the second thing is you're able to set a budget for your business and partner with Google exclusively, that they're going to send you pre-qualified exclusive leads determined by Google. So you're going to have customers that shop exclusively in the Google Verified area. That's just the way it is. These are your high-end customers. These are your convenience shoppers, people asking Siri, Alexa, or they're just typing it into a mobile or a desktop, right? Now, if you see the Google Verified companies in your area for HVAC services, you have like Pete and air conditioning.
Which we are.
What was that?
We are, though.
You're listed in, I don't see you. Air service.
Google Verified, I don't know why the hell.
Yeah, so you are Google Verified. That's your Google business profile, right? Now, Google Verified is a whole nother application process you have to do, right? That one takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days for approval. Google's going to do a vetting process with one or two companies, either Evident or Pinkerton. If you ever seen an old cowboy movie, you know Pinkerton. These are two of the oldest vetting companies in our country, right? So with that being said, once they do that vetting process and you get approved, then you're able to receive those pre-qualified exclusive leads, right? Now, right now, I don't show you under the Google Verified. So basically, you would have set a budget for your business, and it'd be on your Google business profile. Whenever you do want to receive those leads, you'd open your dashboard, click start, and you could receive that exclusive pre-qualified lead. Now, these leads are very beneficial, especially for HVAC, plumbers, and electricians. And here's the reason why. The only time you actually pay for that lead is if you can, one, speak with the customer, two, they're in your service area, three, you successfully gain an appointment with them. Everybody knows most HVAC companies charge just to show up at your property, right? So typically, the cost per lead fee is a lot less than what you guys are charging for that service fee, right? So every single time that you successfully get a customer to set that appointment, it turns over for you. And if you don't get that appointment, it's never charged to your budget. Can you see the difference now between the Google Verified and the actual Google local maps? And not just that, if you do the search, you will see the difference in business for the companies that are located in Google Verified versus the ones that are on local maps. Now, local maps is still going to do good on that first page. You know, you're going to see 110 reviews, 51 reviews, 1,600 reviews on one of the businesses. But then you go to Google Verified, you'll find Pete and Air with 6,000 reviews. Paradise Home Services, 1,300. We Care Air, 1,600. Open Hour Air Conditioning, 1,600 reviews. You know, Family Heating and Air, 3,900. They're subscribed to this program because every single time it's turning over money for them. It allows them to set a budget that's very manageable and it's protected. It's only used for a qualified lead, right? And once you partner with Google for Business, you can't really go wrong there, especially in HVAC services. I mean, the searches are going on in your area. That's, you know, not a problem. It's just about getting you listed in the right area to receive those phone calls. You know what I mean?
No, fair enough.
So let's see. Google Verified, real quick, I'll get you the cost per lead. Let's see what it is. We're in Gulf Breeze, Florida, in HVAC. Let me just pull up the listing for Google Verified. Okay. Now, it looks like in Gulf Breeze, Florida, we're going to be looking at $56 per qualified lead. Okay. Now, there is some requirements. Google's asking for at least $250K in general liability. If you're carrying that for the business, that's great. Now, there is some licensing requirements. Florida State registration as a Class A, B, or C air conditioning contractor. You can also carry the Florida State registration as a mechanical contractor. Florida State certification as Class A, B, or C conditioning contractor, or Florida State certification as a mechanical contractor. Do you currently carry any of these licensing for HVAC?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Perfect. So then Evident or Pinkerton will do that background check. They'll be looking for no felonies in the past 7 years. They will also ask for either a valid driver's license, United States passport, or state ID. As long as we can cross all these T's and dot the I's, your business is showing as pre-qualified right now for the Google Verified. I just ran your business profile to see if you're pre-qualified, and you are coming back, right? So the way it works is there is a one-time application fee. Normally, that's $250. Right now, we do have our Black Friday specials in place, so it's 50% off at $125, right? And then let's see here. The budget you'd be looking at, a minimum that they're going to ask for is at least for 13 leads to get started for a new company, right? So a 13-lead budget would put you at $728. Now, whenever you need to start using those leads, after you get accepted, typically it's about 72 hours, right, that most business owners will activate that budget. And once it's activated, you're able to receive those leads, right, and manage it. You can pause it and resume it as you see fit to either fill out your schedule all the way or just fill in any holes, right? You can raise this budget as much as you like to receive as many leads as you like if you have extra crews or extra guys working. But the minimum they'll ask for will be at least that 13 once you're accepted, right? So that's kind of how that works. Now, you have any questions so far in that program?
How do you make your money?
And I'm really surprised it's the first time you're hearing about it, right? Because you became eligible for this program when you received your fifth five-star review on the Google network, right? So once you receive your fifth five-star review, you're eligible, and, you know, maybe they've been trying to call out but just hadn't been able to get a hold of you, right? But, I mean, it's a good thing we are now, because this could honestly set up your business next year for your most profitable year ever. What you'd be looking at, literally, is we can just do the LSA standalone for you. So you'd be looking at $125 today. We'd send you out the application. We'd onboard you later on. We'd help you submit the application. Once it comes back as accepted, then you'd activate your budget at $728, and we'd be able to manage those leads for you. So we'll set up your geofences and all that kind of stuff.
What I'm trying to figure out is what's the difference between what I have now, LSA, and Google Verified, and what you're talking about. I'm driving, so I can't even...
Yeah, well, the difference, yeah. Okay, the difference is going to be, first of all, conversion rates. How well are you going to convert on the customers that are actually calling you?
Yeah, but, like, why would this not be on? Because, like, I've been through this. Like, I went through this. I remember giving it a budget and everything, so I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But, you know what I mean?
Why are you not being listed? Who'd you do it with?
I think Search King, man.
And they haven't contacted you about it or anything? I mean, are you paying a monthly subscription with them?
I was. I literally fired them, and I've got someone else working on Google SEO, but we weren't talking about this because, honestly, they may even brought it up, but I kind of shunned it because, like, I already did this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it looks like, I mean, right now you're not activated for Google Verified. I mean, first of all, as soon as I find your Google business profile, when I click on it, you would have that extra badge placed on your profile.
That's crazy, because, I just doing stuff, like, I search my, it pops up that I'm Google Verified with a little green and all that, you know?
Don't get me wrong, right? I mean, here's the thing, right? When it used to be called Google Guaranteed until October 1st. And it was very distinguishable because everybody understood.
Yes.
Everybody understood Google Guaranteed, and because now Google Verified sounds like the same thing, like when you got verified with your business profile, right? But they are very different. It is absolutely not the same thing. You do have a Google business profile. I'm looking at it right now. But here's the difference.
Yeah, I knew
and
that.
You'll see the difference. Do the search in your area. Just put home AC service near me, right? And when you do that,
well,
you're
it doesn't
gonna
work
find,
good for me because it's tied to my Gmail, so it just takes me to my, you know what I mean?
Well, with the keyword and phrase, it should still give you other recommended businesses, even though it's tied to yours, right? Now, when you see the sponsored section, those are Google verified companies, right? So when you click on their profile, you will see that big blue badge that they have, right? Or you can just look up Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electrical, right? And you'll see he just had 10+ bookings nearby. Right? Google will even tell you how much business they're getting. This week alone, he had 10+ bookings, right? Verified, he has that badge, passed license check, passed background check, has business insurance. This is why customers will call him versus another company that doesn't have these things. And the customers that are going
to
call him.
Most people don't even understand the difference. They're just at the top of the page, you know?
Yeah, well, when you're talking about, you know, $1 million homes, you know, $500,000 homes and up, these customers know the difference. they're searching in here because they want to see that the guy that's going to come out and be in and out of their yard and in and out of their home has a background check that's been passed. Google sponsored with this guy. You know, he's passed his licensing. They know that if something happens, this guy, this company is legit, right? I mean, we've all seen TV shows where somebody comes out. And,
so, I mean, I get the necessity of
having. And the profitability is what it comes down to, really.
That makes sense. Google just created another little niche for them to take some more money out of people. Totally get it. But why do I use you, and how do you make your money?
Okay, so basically we're managing the budget for you, right? So on that budget at $56 per lead, it's about $2 to $3 per lead that we would be scraping off the top for the budget, right? Now, what I want you to understand is as a Google Verified partner, even at $299, which is our flat rate, when we come in with a new business, we're going dollar for dollar with these guys. We're not here making a killing on every single company that we sign up with. Now, the reason why is because Google ranks their partners every single year. So we become profitable as our partnerships last with our businesses, right? So they're gonna rank us based on customer satisfaction, customer profitability, right? Now, when we're looking at these factors and we're able to rank in the top 3%, that's what makes our company profitable. That's what makes us successful, right? It's the sheer number of businesses that we're helping.
Yeah, right. It's a volume game. I totally get that. Is the $3 built into the 56 or is it added on?
No, it's already into the $56 per lead. So you would be at $56 per lead. Right now, what you'd be looking at is a one-time payment of $125. I'd get you onboarded later today. I mean, I got some time after we're in California, right? So we're barely about to take lunch.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this then. So my other problem is this is the problem with all these layers, right? I mean, I'm learning as I go here on this, especially on Google. I thought I had this one kind of checked off the box, but I see where the gap is, right? How do I verify I'm not paying for a service that I'm not getting with another vendor? That's my concern now as well. It's like, okay, now I get yet another vendor, right? And then where's the redundant services? You know what I mean?
And I'll be completely honest with you. I want to do the research too and see who you're with and what they're helping you out with, right? I 100% do not believe that they're helping you out with.
I got rid of Search Kings and now I have, SEO Local working on some keyword stuff for me.
Yeah, they're working on the search engine optimization. And that's what I found, right? I found the search engine optimization for you, which is local map section, and they're hosting the website for you as well.
No, website's all corporate. That's the other thing, man. I got corporate layers here that kind of,
Yeah, which is fine too, right?
It makes it a little more confusing on my end, to be honest with you, because
Yeah, no, for sure. So I mean, with companies that are tied in with corporate, like with ADT, so we do ADT, we do a couple of national, the home security companies, things like that, right? So they're gonna have, you know, where the customers clock in, you know, all types of corporate features, right? Now, with that being said, what we do for companies like that is the standalone LSA. Since we're a full digital marketing firm, you already have those other services, we would literally just be managing your campaign. So what we're going to do is we're going to assign an individual account manager to your local service ads. Now, I can 100% tell you, I do not believe that you have the Google Verified right now. First off, because your Google business profile would signify that, right? It would display the badge and it would say, you know, the vetting process you've been through, right?
Google guarantee, but you're saying it's different.
Yes, it is. Now, here's the difference between pay-per-click and pay-per-lead, because I know you asked me that earlier as well. And what I think you ran previously was a pay-per-click, okay? So pay-per-click is whenever anybody clicks on your website, they click on your profile. Any budget that you've set is going to be deducted, usually at the rate of about $5 to $10 for the pay-per-click ads, right? Now, for a service like an HVAC, if you're selling AC systems, if you're selling Freon cans, I would recommend a pay-per-click because a customer can see that ad, click on it, you have an opportunity for sale there, right? Now you're providing a service.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend a pay-per-click because people are going to look and then they're going to want to see your website and click on there. And just for them looking, you got charged. Now with Google Verified, they can click, they can look anything they want, and you're not charged until you actually gain that appointment with them, right? So that's what makes it advantageous. Now here's the second part. And in all honesty, once you get Google Verified, you're not going to need a local SEO. After, you know, once you have Google Verified up and running, you're at the very top of every page and it's automatically going to increase your local maps ranking and you're going to find that happening. So, I mean, if you want to run it in conjunction with your SEO company, that's fine. I don't know what they're charging you, but I can tell you that with our company, when you go Google Verified, we package in all those SEO services at only $249 a month. Okay, and that includes social media, that includes Alexa, and that includes Siri, and you also get activated on Apple Maps and Verified, as well as Bing. And of course, we'll handle all the initial content creation for Bing, right? So, like I said, I don't know what you're investing there, but I'm going to put that offer on the table for you, because if it can save you money and consolidate everything in one, it's going to be beneficial for you. Now, we don't have any long-term contracts here.
There's definitely a value in talking to one vendor if I can help. But if it's good enough, like that's the thing. Like I just want to make sure I'm getting value. What's the first step on the Google Verified? And then what I'd like to do is like I'm driving down the interstate right now.
Okay.
I'd like to actually have a more in-depth conversation next week if possible on like the other services where I have my computer and I can actually look. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't see the harm in doing the initial phase of doing Google Verify. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say at 125, I mean, since we have that obviously it's 50% off right now, you're not going to miss with it, right? With Google Verified, especially with the one-time payment, the budget's going to be protected. And once we show you what we can do, we can talk about bringing over and consolidating, you know, your SEO services with us as well. You know, I'll still allot you the same discount. I'm the director in charge. So I'll notate it here, right? So that way when we get that to that point, it'll work for you. But at the end of the day, Google Verified, remember, there is that 30 to 60 days that every company had to go through to get the approval, right? But once it comes back, I mean, literally, it will set you up for your most profitable year. That
even with the pre-qualification, it's going to take that long, you think?
No, well, I mean, I'm not going to say all the way up to 60 days, but we do set that initial time frame just in case because Google lets us know it can take up to 60 days. But really, I mean, it depends on the background check. I mean, if you have a pretty clean background, I mean, it's most of the time it's Pinkerton, right?
Yeah.
So they've been doing it for a long time. That stuff will come back pretty quick. What we do, since your Google Business Profile is already verified, we're going to be submitting the licensing. We'll submit the insurance for you. We'll help you do the application. And then we'll have that direct line of communication. So if there's anything that they need, they'll immediately email us. We get with you. And then obviously we fast track the process, right? Now, Google Verified, when somebody's, you know, doing standalone or without a partner, it can take up to 6 months for verification, right? So these are just some of the advantages of being with a full digital marketing firm.
All right. So what do we got to do to make next steps on this initial phase here? And then I'd like to set an appointment next week to have another conversation.
For sure. I mean, if we're going to do the initial, like if you want to get set up today, I mean, what we'd be looking at is just the 125. That'd be for the application. And then I'd get you onboarded later today if you have time. If you're looking for a phone call tomorrow for next week for another discussion.
Well, as long as I can do it while I'm driving, I'm game for whatever. I guess, for sure.
Like the Google Business Profile, the Google Verification, we can do that one right now over the phone, right? So what I do is I'd walk you through a voice verification, which is basically going to outline the program for you, right? We'll process the payment, then we'll schedule you for your onboarding call.
Yeah.
Okay, so first thing I'm going to need is best email address for you, Justin.
Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N .Sontag, S-O-N-N-T-A-G, @airserv, it's AIRESERV.com.
I need that one because this is the one that your calendar invite is going to go to for the onboarding call. As soon as payment's processed, that one automatically goes out, as well as the Google Guarantee application gets automatically sent out to you as well. So let me put this one down and get that ready to go. Now, let's see. Let me pull up our calendar. What is the best time? I mean, are you going to be available in a few hours here, maybe around 4 p.m. your time.
Yeah, I'm game for whatever, man.
Perfect. Okay, because that's going to be our onboarding time there. Let's see, you're in Florida, so right now you're at, what, 2:30? You're about to be 2:40. So let's see. So if I get you at...
I'm normally Central Time, but I'm traveling from Eastern currently.
Gotcha. But your business is out of Florida, right?
Yeah, but anything west of Tallahassee is Central.
Oh, you're in Gulf Breeze. Okay, yeah, I see you. Okay, you're right. So then... We're at 1:30, so let me put this down, 33. Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and I'll get started with the voice verification. Now, this one, I'm going to walk you through the program. If you have any questions, just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you, right? Just want to make sure you have a good understanding before we get any type of billing info. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local Spas's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Spas. This is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AirServe, Northwest Florida. Well, actually, let me get a clarification for you right there. Because it's an LLC operating as a DBA. So do you want the DBA or do you want the LLC?
LLC.
Sorry, LLC is Air Endeavors LLC.
Air Endeavors LLC. Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Sontag, CEO.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out our 877 number, and if you can please save it as Local Splash under your contacts. All right. Now, I'm also going to attach my extension there for you, so that way you know how to get exactly over to my desk. So I'm going to send it out right now. Can you receive text messages to your phone right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just sent that one out to you. All right, now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. What I'm going to do is provide you a security question on your account. You can verify the call is always coming from us, not another company. Now, you do have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll just say maiden name.
Okay, what would that be?
Bradley.
Bradley, okay. All right, now in hiring Local Spas as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Okay, now as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Spas receives your acquired business documents in a timely manner. Then this may include a business license, proof of insurance for your Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of the account. Do you agree to submit them within 7 days? So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on November 21st, 2025 in a non-refundable amount of $125. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 21st day. Well, you're not going to have a monthly recurring payment here, right? Because it's a one-time payment and then you have your budget that you will be managing there. Okay, so let's see here. Now, we do have an early term fee, right? So I'm going to explain it to you. Now, it only lasts for 90 days, right? There's no long-term contract, but on the early term fee, it's going to be for $600 if you cancel within the first 90 days. Now, every 30 days you're with us, $200 is going to fall off, right? So the first month, it'll go down to four, second, two, and by the third month, you no longer have an early term fee with us. Is that fair enough?
what was it again? The tier? Say again?
90 days. 90 days for an early termination fee. It's $597 total, but every 30 days that you're with us, $200 falls off, right? So by the 90th day you're with us, it's gonna be gone. Now, keep in mind, I mean, with Google Verified.
But there's no other fee because you just build it again into my cost per lead, correct?
That's right. It's gonna be the cost per lead that's gonna be managed for you. It's gonna be built to the cost per lead, and that's we're gonna manage that budget.
I agree. Yep.
Now, we do ask that you keep in mind Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world of your service. Do you understand the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So let me get this one set up here. Let's see the format. Okay, let me attach a discount. Okay, now we can move on to our billing information. What is the billing address that we're going to have on file?
What did you say, man? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know you're on the road, so we might cut in now. But the billing address that we're going to have on file? What I have right now is 2976 Bay Street, Gulf Breeze, Florida, 32563.
Yeah, that'll be correct.
Okay. And what's your last name, Justin?
Sontag.
S-O-N-N-T-A-G?
S-O-N-N-T-A-G.
Gotcha. Sontag. Just like it sounds. Okay. And are we using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex? Okay, Justin, are we going to be using a Master, Visa, Discover, Amex?
No, I said Visa. I don't know. I must have cut out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I must have cut out. Okay. So we're going with the Visa. And go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4240-3200-1345-7456.
Okay. Expiration?
0329.
March of 2029. Okay. And TDD?
642.
Okay. Let me update that one for you. Alrighty, so I'd like to congratulate you. Right now you're going to be receiving your Google Verified application. It should be coming through automatically as well as your initial invoice. Right now on that initial invoice, it is going to ask you if you can click on that one for me. Let me know when you open that one. Ah, okay. Well, I mean, it comes through directly on your phone, right? But I mean, if you can't right now, it's okay. We can take care of that one on the onboarding call. No big deal. Basically, you're just going to put two check marks, and then you would type out your name there, right? So let me go ahead and see what I have for you. Yeah, so if I get you down at 2:30, that would be 4:30 your time. That'd be okay for your onboarding call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get you put down here. You'll be receiving that email right now. All right, just bear with me here, Justin. I'm putting together that onboarding call for us. There's that one. And that one just went out to you, Justin. Now we have, there you go. Okay, now real quick, is there any keywords that you want updated on the profile or anything that you want added?
Oh, I don't know.
Gotcha. I'll look into it for you. I'm going to research any of the hot keywords. Anything that you don't have, I'm going to put them in there for you. So if you don't have like home AC repair near me, but you just have AC repair, well, then I'm going to add in the home AC repair near me. Obviously, I mean,
yeah.
More ways for us to be discoverable is just going to be better for us, right? So I'll get started on that one right 100%. Now. And then for sure. And then we're going to go ahead and reconvene until 4:30 your time where we can get you on board. Okay?
All right, cool. Sounds good, man.
All right. We'll talk to you in a bit, Justin.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sir.